Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. House Republicans are moving towards bringing a bill to the floor to repeal IPAP, the Independent Payment Advisory Board created in the health reform law. Board members would be responsible for reducing Medicare spending if that spending exceeds a target growth rate and Congress does not take action on its own. The House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee held a hearing this morning. Both sides were heard from. Covering the story is Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. Mary Agnes, what did you hear?
Republicans who oppose IPAP talked a lot about how it's rationing of care. These are unelected bureaucrats. Patients wouldn't be able to appeal their decisions, and that IPAP will have little flexibility other than to simply cut provider payments. And hospitals are exempt from cuts in IPAP until 2018, so the thought is other providers, including physicians, could get cut, and that will hurt access to care.
And what Democrats spoke in support of IPAP?
Several Democrats talked about IPAP as a backstop in the health care law, that it only kicks in if health care spending goes beyond a certain target, and they feel that the changes in the health care law for Medicare spending will help stabilize the increase in costs and reduce health care costs, and that IPAP is simply there as an insurance policy, if you will, in case costs go beyond that target.
When Secretary Sebelius was on Capitol Hill last week testifying, she estimated that it might not be until 2018 that IPAP might have to step in. What were the estimates you heard today about when that kind of action might need to be taken?
The thought today is that Medicare spending might not go beyond the target growth rate until 2020 or 2021. And that would also give, if that in fact plays out that way, that would give IPAP plenty of time to look at the healthcare system, to think about approaches and changes they could possibly make. But one thing to remember here is the Congressional Budget Office, which Congress abides by, is the scorekeeper that's predicting perhaps the target wouldn't get hit till 2021. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Office of the Actuary will be the one making the estimation of when the target is hit, when the IPAP trigger would kick in. And often, the Office of the Actuary at CMS and the Congressional Budget Office disagree on estimates, so we could see some movement there.
Mary Agnes, as you know, the attack on IPAP is part of the larger opposition by Republicans to the health reform law. Are you hearing any more talk on Capitol Hill these days about repealing the health reform law instead of approaching it piece by piece?
I think that Republicans in both chambers know that a repeal effort doesn't have enough votes to pass, and even if it did, it would be vetoed by the president. But there's just as much political power, many Republicans believe, in looking at individual provisions of the health law, like the Independent Payment Advisory Board or the individual mandate on coverage, and exposing them, if you will, looking at them, talking a lot about them to the public during the election season. They feel that has just as much merit as trying to push again for the repeal of the entire measure.
And when do House Republicans hope to bring the IPAP measure repeal to the floor?
The Energy and Commerce Committee passed it this morning. The full Ways and Means Committee is going to mark it up on Thursday. The thought is this may come to the House floor by the end of the month.
And presuming it would pass in the House, would it be dead on arrival in the Senate?
That's the way it looks right now. John Cornyn, a Republican of Texas, has an IPAP repeal bill. He doesn't have any Democratic co-sponsors. Democrats run the Senate. The thought is that it is dead on arrival. They'll keep talking about it, but it's not likely to come for a floor vote in the Senate.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.